رايت. والهولدنج ده في الجيم ولا ما تعرف؟ بس ساعتها كان في الجوفة. Good to meet you and reach the end of the Gemara and then do a sikkum of the sugya. Gufa. Umala ma'al ba'ashem. The rabbi is kachim kalim. If anyone doesn't know what this is, the fourth line down, you give me lo madare, first word in the line is Gufa. Gufa, umala ma'al ba'ashem. The rabbi is kachim kalim, shem amoyin. Divri risi agli. So the Brisa tells me that the person who is mar as a shuas of bikodim is chayv to bring the korban asham. That's coming to include, since it says ba'ashem, it's coming to include kochim kalim, and the reason is because it's considered memoina. The Rebbe Saglili. That's the famous brisa which we had. Carries on the brisa. Ben azay oimer. The rabbi says a shlomim. Now, as Rashi told us, Ben azay is coming to explain Rebbe Saglili. So Ben Azai said, you should know that what basically said, the rabbi's kachim kalim, means even to include shlomim. And Abba Yossi Ben Dostok, even to include shlomim.
Or only to include it.
Well, we'll see. It isn't even because it's coming to include not only b'choy b'chotzaret, but also shlomim. Right? They require, by saying the word the rabbis, it's also coming to exclude something else, which we're going to see what. A toida is kachum kalim, yeah. Toida is a type of shlomim. Right. Yeah. There's a toida you have to eat in one day, and a shlomim you have two days and the night in between. But it's a type of a shlomim. So, so that's what Ben Azai said. And Abba Yossi Ben Dostoya Imam, that's not what Ben Azai said. Amar Ben Azai Ela Bechoy Bilvad. He said, only with a bechoy, that's the only case which is mamoin bailu.
I think he didn't say it meant, right? Or did he say it for work?
Nachon, yesh lodon. Don't know. If he meant it, he meant it very badly, very poor way of expressing himself. He said shlomim and he meant bechoy. Yeah. So, better to say that no, he's arguing. So, that's not what Ben Azai said. You're quoting Ben Azai saying this. I'm saying that's not what Ben Azai said. He said only Bechoy. Omama, Ben Azai Imer. Now we're going to the Gemara is going to explain it. Omama, Ben Azai Imer, the Rabbi is a shlomim. That when Rabbi Yisrael really said, the Rabbi is coaching Kalim, he didn't mean coaching Kalim entirely, every kachim kalim, he meant to say to include shlomim. So the Gemara, if you think you're not correcting what Rabbi Yisrael is saying, so he doesn't mean all kachim kalim, he means shlomim. So the mutimai, you're coming to exclude something by saying the rabbi is shlomim, you mean to say and not something else. So what is it? We're coming to say that Rabbi Yisrael Lili didn't mean to say that Bechoy is Mamoin Bailin. That can't be. Hashto, Oma Shlomim, Evredi Shlomim, Shetu Unim Smicha, Unesochim. Shlomim means need Smicha. So Kodosh, that you need to do Smicha before you offer it up. But you rest your hands on the animal. Unesochim, you have to bring a minchas nesachim together with it. Utanufas chazev shoyik. You also have to pick up the kodim, have to pick up the chazev shoyik. Do a maisa tanufa. Picking up all directions. Almost momin bailim hu. And nevertheless, you're happy to say that's momin bailim. Because you're saying the shlomim is, that's what we basically meant. That's kachim kalim. The rabbi's kachim kalim. You meant shlomim. That it's considered momin bailim. Bechoy miboye. Certainly bechoy should be considered momin bailim. Certainly bechoy is momin bailim. Because bechoy doesn't have smicha. There's no nesachim for bechoy and there's no tnufis chazev shoyk. So it's much less kodesh than shlomim.
If it's more kodesh, probably that make it more momin bailim.
If it's less kavush,
Oh,
less kavush. It's less
Chol is
kavush.
less kavush.
Yeah, it doesn't have smicha, and there's no knufas chazer ishtoik, and there's no nesachim, minchas nesachim. So it's less kavush. So if already something which is more kavush, you're saying is mommy and baile, so certainly something which is less kavush should be more mommy and baile, right? So don't tell me when he said the rabbi says a shlomim, he meant to exclude b'choy. Because b'choy certainly should be mom and bayla.
Why do you phrase it that way? B'choy and
bayla. Good, you need to speak.
When I need to be taught b'choy. But
no, it goes without saying b'choy and bayla. It goes without saying that it's also mom and bayla. Do you need to speak it out? If already you tell me shlomim is mom and bayla, you wouldn't even need to speak out that b'choy is mom and bayla. So therefore, it can't be that you're right. If you tell me already that shlomim is mom and bayla, it goes without saying that b'choy is mom and bayla, and therefore it can't be that Ben Azi meant to say that b'choy is not mom and bayla. Right? If I tell you a statement which includes the other one, it can't be that Ben Azai. We know Ben Azai said the Rabbi Shlomim. What did he mean? So we're going to now guess. We're going to try and work out. Did he mean to exclude Bechoy? Can't be. Because if already Shlomim is Momim Ba'ilim, and that's much more Kodesh than Bechoy, then it goes without saying that Bechoy should also be Momim Ba'ilim.
So, call it from the womb, and this is not.
Oh, the next one. Okay, that's next one.
That's
next one. He's asking you because he knows the next row of the Gemara. You don't mean the next row. So if you don't mean the next row, then it's not possible to talk. He's going on the next part of the Gemara. He's got a row which he's putting out from his belly. He's saying that Bechor is more Kodosh than Shlomim. Okay, if you say that, then you have a good time. But if the Gemara hasn't gone with that for the moment, we're looking at what you do to Shlomim. What you do to Shlomim, what you do to Bechor. You do to Shlomim Nisachim and Nismich, Chazay Veshoik. That's what you do to Shlomim. Bechor doesn't know any of that. So what's more Kodesh? Like my thing on at the moment. Shlomim is more Kodesh. If already Shlomim is Mamim Bailim, certainly it goes without saying that Bechor is also Mamim Bailim. And Ben Azai could never have said that, you know, only Shlomim is Mamim Bailim and not Bechor. Could not have been. So therefore, what was Ben Azai meaning? He meant to say that Maisa Behema is not Mama in Bailim. That's what he meant to say, that Maisa Behema is not Mama. So when he said, the rabbis, Shlomim, Ben Azai said, the rabbis said, Shlomim, he meant to say, Shbechor, come on, Shlomim, that's what Mama in Bailim, but not Maisa Behema. Why should you say Maisa Behema is more Kaddish than Shlomim, because it's dinim which are more kodesh. You can't sell ma'aseh behima like the Brisa says. Kedetanya, like the Brisa says, bebechor is the Gemara. Kedetanya bebechor nema. Really should have checked up how you read this word, so I'm going to check up now. Is it a sift or a sipod? That's my question.
I don't remember.
Lo sifter. Oh, very good. Lo sifter. We've got Yankiv, our expert in the Bible. It's sitting here.
Reading
the right demand. Huh? Okay. This is Peg Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17 in Bamidbar. Ach v'choy shor v'choy kesev v'choy eiz lo yisifte kodesh heim. So there it says yisifte. Sifte means just to redeem it. You can't take away the kedusha from a b'chor. It doesn't help. But and b'maisa in the maisa it says no b'yankev lo yigoyev nachon. There you go, right. The Maisa says, there you go, which means they can't be redeemed. Sounds the same words. Maisa says, Bim Babahema,
Bim
לא יבקר בין טוב לא יעבלה מיינו, במהום מיינו, ויהוס מרוסו יקדש לא יגואל. That's the פוסק בחב זיין, פוסק למד גימל, in ויקר. So the פוסק says לא יגואל. There was the sifter, right? Let's get this right. Next time. Okay. Hi. Ve'en enimka, oh. So my mind says, lo yigoyel ve'en enimka, it can't be sold, lo yichai ve'lo yishochot, lo yitam ve'lo yibalmum. So you see, mice has got more of a kedusha. Mice is also even to be sold. Therefore, since it's got more of a kedusha, then as I say, although Shlomim has got dinner, Mamim Baidim, but Maisa Behema does not. Very good. That's where we got to yesterday.
That
Shlomim
is more
Kodesh
than
Mechor.
Shlomim
is more Kodesh than Mechor.
Before is Kodesh, by the way, the moment
of the born. That's what you're saying. That's the next part of the Gemara. Okay, so that's the first Malach of the Gemara. First Malach of the Gemara is to say that as I meant to say, Shlomim and Bechor is Momen Ba'ilim, and the thing that's not is Maisa Behima. We spoke out, Rashi spoke out. What do you mean that Bechor is Momen Ba'ilim? We just spoke, Maskon of the Gemara was a Matnas Kohono. Bechor is not Momen Ba'ilim. It's Momen Gevoya. He goes off, Mishulchan Gevoya goes off. So how can you now tell me that Bechor is Momen Ba'ilim? Answer all you're talking about. Okay, so that's very good. Now the next line of the Gemara, Ravine, we're up to whatever we're up to.
Oh yeah, are we frozen? Oh yeah, are we frozen?
On the Risha, the Vina broke out on the Savior. Aber Yisrael ben Destoy Omer, Lo Omer ben Azel Bechor Bilvad. That only by Bechor, that's where we say it's Momoin Bailen. So what did he mean by that? What things are not Momoin Bailen? Limutimai, to exclude what? Ilema limuti shlomim. It's coming to exclude shlomim. Ashto. I don't understand that. So you're saying shlomim is not mom bain. I don't understand that. Oma b'choy, shekodesh miyachem. M'mayneu, here comes this other sorg. B'choy is kedusha, is a natural kedusha. It's born that way. And yet, you're going to say, even though it was never owned by any particular person, it was always Kodesh Mirechem, and yet it's considered Momen Baidim. Shlomim, which was once owned by a person before he was Magdishit, Miboya, it goes without saying that such a thing should be Momen Baidim. Now the Gemara is coming with a new Svar, an opposite Svar, that although what you do to the Kolben is less, which might show that it's less Dusha, Tatsheni, but it's got inherently inside this animal, the Bechor has got inherently something which shows it's more in Gavoya. Why? Because it's Kodesh Mirechem. What does it mean by it's Kodesh Mirechem? It was never up to a particular person to be Magdishit. It was always hand that Kedusha. So Kidu is something which is Kodesh. So it's not Momin Bailim. It's something which you started off being your own property and then a person designated there, made the Egdish. It's more of a reason to be Momen Bailim. So if already you're saying Bechor is Momen Bailim, Shlomim Miboy, certainly Shlomim should be Momen Bailim.
So are we assuming that we're not talking about the aspect of Shlomim that's more Chomer by Nesachim, the same way we didn't look at Bechor as being Kodesh?
Right. That means we've got two elements. Each time we're looking at a different element. One element is what you do to the animal. What you do to the animal, Shlomim is got more kedusha and more of a reason why it should be Momen Gevoya. And yet we're calling that mamon bailim. So if you don't do that much to a bechoy, so it should be certainly included in as mamon bailim. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is what did it ever belong to you? If already bechoy, which never ever belonged to a person because it's kodesh merachim, and yet it's got a din of mamon bailim. Certainly shlomim, which was once owned by a person and he himself designated it, it should have a din of mamon bailim. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's the two Malachim in this Gemara. And we're going to see as a Gemara carried on. So what did Abba Yosef in this story mean? And Nafkaminis. But Bemet, it's difficult. And this question, this is asked by a whole bunch of Achrinim and Yishenim. It's difficult. That how could you meet the first Kal Vachrinim? Like Yossi was shouting it. I kept him quiet because we hadn't got there yet. The Gemara beforehand made the Kal Vachrinim to say, if Reni Shlomim has a din of mom and bailim because it's despite the fact that it's got all this and this and this, certainly bechoy. Not true. Bechoy is kodesh merechem. So how can you tell me certainly bechoy? Maybe dafke shlomim and not bechoy. When Ben Azai said the rabbis is a shlomim, he meant dafke shlomim, not bechoy. Why? I bechoy, you don't do in a say no chiv in a sochim. There's no chazav ishtayim. So what? It's kodesh merechem. So why? What was pshat in the first malach of the Gemara? That the Rishash asked this question. You look at the Rishash at the back. Nirali, you've got Rishash. Nirali, Rishash, you probably have.
I think he does have.
Rishash, you should have.
Yeah, you know mine.
Before Rosh. The way the Gemara is set up is you have Gemara, then you have the Rosh, Mashal, underneath it, Meram and Mashal, and then you have a whole bunch of Mefoshim, called the Alpha Mefoshim, and then you have the Rif and Mukhi Yosef to the end. So, depending on how modern your Gemara is, very good, you found it. Excellent. That's Rishas, right? There you go in front of me. Depending on how modern your Gemara is, yeah, that's right. Every Gemara is slightly different. The really old ones that your Dovid has is Rishas as a standard and a safer. That's your Gimel Amad Aleph.
Who else is
Rishas?
Who was he?
It's Stalshin. It's something, something Stalshin. Shmuel Stalshin. Rishash. He actually was. He was a banker. Yeah, he was a banker. He was a banker, but tremendous Talmud Chacham.
In what?
A banker. Yeah. He worked at the bank. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and there's not a single Omid in Shas that he didn't write a Ha'orah on. Every single Omid in Shas has a Ha'orah from Rishash. So, yeah, very, very, very big Talmud Chacham. So he asked his kasha in. So I'll just read that because every person's got slightly different gears, so probably where it is. But he says, Kol shekein de kosher leman de masya sefer, dinei de kedusha merechem, alim elei tfei, ma'atayin esmichem. Koma kemar, yesh ma'ile v'shlomen de kodah akrov v'cholay. So his kasha is basically this. These two kal v'chomis that we're saying, they both have difficulties. The first kal v'chom has a kasha, what do you say, does all this. It's called shmerechem. And the second kal v'chom, what we say in the second Kalachimah, if already Bechoy, which is Kodesh Merechem, has is Momim Bailim, certainly Shlomim should have Momim Bailim. Why is it certainly Shlomim? Shlomim has Nesachim, Chazev Shoik, and Shlomim has, what are the three things? Smicha, Chazev Nesachim, and Chazev Shoik, right? So how can you tell me a Kal Vachomer? The whole Gemara doesn't read. What's the Gemara saying? Maybe the first side of the Gemara wasn't so enamored by this point that it is Kodesh Merechem. Maybe the first Kal Vachomer could answer is, Kodesh Merechem doesn't mean a reason one way or the other. But the second way of learning, the second way of the Gemara learning was saying, if already, Bechoy, which is Kodesh Merechem, is considered Momim Bailim. Certainly Shlomim should be Momim Bailim. It's not Kodesh Merechem. No, who says? Shlomim you offer up. Shlomim has got Chazev Shoy. Shlomim has got Nesachim and Smicha. So Shlomim is more Kodesh. It's offered up on the Mizbeach. The Choyb is one that says, it's not offered up on the Mizbeach.
That's what the Shlomim of the sacrifice beforehand.
Gemara wants to decide, is it Momim Bailim or not? So Gemara is saying,
who's owning it? Who's doing it?
Before it's offered up, while it's alive. The Gemara is saying, then along came Abba Yossi ben Dostoy, and he said that Bechor, only Bechor. So the Gemara, what do you mean by only Bechor? You mean only Bechor, not Shlomim? That Bechor is Momim Bailim, and Shlomim is not Momim Bailim? How can that be? Bechor is Kodesh Merechem, and Shlomim is not Kodesh Merechem. So what? But Shlomim has Smicha, and Shlomim has Nesachim, and Shlomim has Chazei V'Shoik. So Shlomim, and it's offered up on the Mizbeah. So Shlomim is more Momim Geroya. So what if one's more Kodesh Merechem? Why should that mean, therefore, certainly Shlomim is also Momim Bailim? Okay, you've got Mailim Bechor, and you're saying Bechor is Momim Bailim. But that doesn't mean, therefore, that overrides all the other Mailis that we just mentioned beforehand. So why should it be that certainly Shlomim is a Momim Bailim? He's looked at it as if each one's a standalone thing. If you look at klap in the animal, Bechoy is more of a reason to be Momim Gevoya, yeah? Because it's Kodesh Merechem, and yet we said it's got a din of Momim Bailim. So certainly something which was once owned by a person and he was Magdishit, certainly should be Momim Bailim. I hear that. But there's other factors as well. Shlomim is offered up on the Mizbeach. Shlomim, you makriv on the Mizbeach. And it has all the other things we said with it. Bechor b'zman hazeh doesn't have any of that. So maybe Shlomim has more Kedusha. And therefore, maybe Takon you meant only Bechor. And Shlomim is Momim Gevoya. Shlomim that's alive should be a Momim Gevoya because it's got all these things that it's omit for. That's the question of Shash. Shtakas, not Shash. I've been a parent of this kasha as well.
Don't we often see there's a kol b'chomer then there's a shot by there's a kol b'chomer on the other way? Isn't that kind of like each other out?
It can't be a kol b'chomer then.
Well, you're upshotting the kol b'chomer.
Right. Okay. So upshotting it. Didn't, like Mar said, therefore, since it must be Ben Abel Yosef in the story, didn't mean to say only b'choy, he must have meant shlomim as well. So he's coming to exclude Maisa Behim. Gemara is saying, in a chlami, couldn't have been in the story, the shlomim is momim bainim. Why should that be? The whole kavachim is mufrich. So again, to sum up, the first loss of the Gemara said that shlomim has got all these mailis, and b'choy doesn't. There's one mailis b'choy has that that shlomim doesn't have, and it's Kodesh Merechem. The first half of the Gemara wasn't bothered about it. So what? So what if it's Kodesh Merechem? But the mice is not offered up on the Mizbeach. The Bechor Chutzor, it's not offered up on the Mizbeach. It doesn't have any of these Midas. Doesn't have any of these other three Midas. And therefore, the fact that it's Kodesh Merechem doesn't override the other three. And Shlomim is more Kodesh. And if already Shlomim is Momim Bailim, certainly Bechor is Momim Bailim. That's what the first Malach of the Gemara says. I don't have any big cashes in it. You tell me it's Kodesh Merechem. I don't think Kodesh Merechem is the reason to be stronger than what I just said. And therefore, if already those other ones, Shlomim, which has all those three things, besides being offered up on the Mizbeach, has all those three things, Kodesh, and it's got a din of Momim Bailim, certainly Bechor should have a din of Momim Bailim. No, not true.
Can I suggest a possible difference? Possible answer, maybe? I don't have...
To speak out the end of it. I'm saying I'm very accurate to come up with a Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov is asking a kasha that maybe before is more Kodesh, because it's only Nechel HaKoyim.
So we're talking about the Mamma Balaam of the Kohanim, no?
Yeah. Say to me once, he's still got more Kedusha. That's his cash. One second.
Yes, the core. It takes him 2 weeks before he puts on coming.
But it's not his.
It's not his. It's like it belongs to the potential coming.
It's out coming.
It's some potential coming.
It belongs to the classic coming point. The which individual is the historic.
It's not his moment. So there's damage he wouldn't have any compensation for.
Right.
Or the damage of pain. Or the massive pain.
So we actually have to check this out because, as far as I understand, it doesn't mean that. It means that it belongs to the Kohenim, but a Kohenim could give it to other people to eat as well. But I have to check that out. Okay.
Everyone says Meister is more Chomer. I don't understand what his question is. Meister is not more Chomer. You say Meister is not more Chomer.
Yeah. So that's the first one. Now, the second one, in the first Malach of the Gemara, I don't have a kasha. Yes, close consequence, not enough of a reason to override the other thing. The second Malach of the Gemara is very difficult. Second Malach was saying that if Rabbi Bechori is called to Merechem, is called Dinam Mamim Baidim, certainly Shlomim should have a Dinam Mamim Baidim. That's really difficult because a Bechori doesn't go on the Mizbech. We're talking about Bechori Bizman Azeh. It's Mamim Baidim. But Shlomim is Makrival on the Mizbech. Shlomim as Nesachim, Shlomim as Chazei Vishri, Shlomim as Smicha.
That's also the only time there's
a
Smicha. But there's no such thing as,
Yeah? So Shlomim has a din of Ma'en Achami, Shlomim has a din of Ma'en Gevoya, because it's got all these Ma'ilis, and a Bechori doesn't. So how could we make a Kavachim sing the other way around? If a Bechori already is Ma'en Baidim, certainly Shlomim should be Ma'en Baidim. Chotur, Shlomim has other Midas, which are certainly Midas. You can't argue about those Midas. They're certainly Midas to make your morning more Kaddish and morning Gevoya. So therefore, what was this Kavachim of the Gemara? That's Rishash. It's Kashi. He doesn't have an answer to it. Ravina Peretz does, very Tochum Tikka Teretz.
And he talks about the Kedusha. We're talking about whether I had Shaykhis in the Baal. Was it belonging to him? Is he having a Christ?
Oh. We're trying to work out, is it Momin Bain or Momin Gevoya? Now, what was the reason why you would say that something has Momin Bain or Momin Gevoya?
Did you give it us in the past? Christ?
Yeah, both of them are Christ. What's the difference for that?
So one of them was automatically from Hashem's, and therefore it was never his.
I mean, it's not Shani, like the Gemara spoke out just beforehand. There's Momin, the Gemara said it's got Nesachim, it's got Smicha, Chazei Vishri. The Gemara brought those as reasons for Momin Gevoya. Why not? It's got more Kedusha. If it's got more Kedusha, there's more than
Kedusha.
So it's got more
reasons. But it used to belong to
him. Why is Kotchim Kotchim called Momin Gevoya? Also used to belong to him. Somebody's Makiv and Oida. It's Momin Gevoya. It also belonged to him, but that's possible. It's Momin Gevoya because it's got more kedusha. Has to be eaten in Nazara. It's got some more kedusha. It has to be mukav regavi on the mizbeach. It's got some more kedusha. So it's more Momin Gevoya, less kedusha, more biting dick. The more kaddish something is, the more reason why it's more mentak from the bite.
But that's not what we say.
No, it's the bottom of the bite. Kotzi, kotzi, can eat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about
the owner?
No.
What about the shlomen?
He does.
The owner?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why it's his. That should be the difference. Kotzi, kotzi, where it's only Gopahanim, that's considered Gavoa. He has the Baal. The original Baal has no shy. Right. He's never eating it, doesn't touch it. He has every right to it. So it's not his.
Right.
But when he's going to have part of the barbecue, so to speak, then he's his.
But Maisa Behemah also eats, and we're saying that's Momin Gevoya.
What?
Maisa Behemah, you also eat, and we're saying it's Momin Gevoya. So the fact that you eat it is not the reason why it's Momin Gevoya. We'll have to work out why one something Momin Gevoya, one thing is not, right? We see Oila, which is not eaten at all, or Chatz, which is eaten by the Kohenim in Azara, that's Momin Gevoya. We find, on the other hand, Maisa Behemah, which is eaten even by the Baalim, is mamayim gevoya. Now, it doesn't have to be eaten in the Be'ez Zara.
It's obligated to give it also. These are obligations, right? Meister's obligated. Shlomim is not obligated, right?
Okay. Shlomim, once he's makdish, he's certainly obligated to bring it.
Beforehand, it's all voluntary.
Okay.
But it's indifferent.
So listen, what you've managed to do, every time you're going to say, okay, I've got 100 different reasons, and you'll never be able to be makdish anything that way. Because you're saying, this is because of this reason, this is because of that. You know what you're saying? Well, that's Kodesh Miriam. So that's that reason. And then you've got, because it was never yours. Then you've got, so that's the reason why it's long and good way. And you've got chatos, that's because it's only eaten in Azar. And Maisa Sheni, that's because you don't have a choice to give it or not. So each one of those has a different reason why it's Mama in Bible. Yeah? That, no, we haven't explained Shlomo yet. You said each one of those, that's the reason why it's Mama in good way. Yeah? And Shlomo doesn't have that. So Shlomo and Mama in Bible. Right, so each one of those three things we said, there's a different reason why it's mom and gavoya. One is because it's mom and gavoya because it was born that way, so it's never yours. I'm not using the word kedusha because you don't want me to use the word kodesh. So the reason why b'choy is because it was born. The reason why my name is because you don't have a choice; you have to give it. The reason why chatos is because it's only eaten by the kohen and azor. The reason why ola is mom and gavoya is because it's offered up legami on the mizbeach. Each one of them is four out of four korbanos. We came out of four different reasons why it's mom and gavoya. That's a very poor way. And Shlomo doesn't have it. That says mom and Biden. One second. I'm just saying about why you said what you said and why you're wrong on that or incorrect, whatever word you want for that. Anytime when you have to start crawling around trying to find different reasons for four things, you know you're going the wrong way. Really? That's a club. Is in anything in the Torah, if there's four or three things which share the same halacha, there has to be a common denominator between them. There has to be tzad hashava between them. It's not going to be each one of them is a different halacha. If they share the same halacha, there's a reason for it. And there's one word which is the reason of all three. They have a higher level of kedusha than the other.
Huh?
That is the reason is because it's Kodesh.
This
is Kodesh. One second, I can hear you, but I can't see you. Maybe that's why. But one second. Barely, just hold on a second. That if it's because of its Kedusha, that is what made it Mom and Gavoya. And now you just have to look at why is it more Kodesh? So it's more Kodesh. Very good. It's more Kodesh. It's Kodesh because it's offered up completely. It's Kodesh because it's only eaten Nazar. It's Kodesh because it's Kodesh. That's going to be the Tzad HaShem. You can have a reason why it's Kodesh that could be. But the reason why it's going to be Mom and Gevoya is because it's Kodesh. And Shlomi doesn't have that Kedusha. Since Shlomi doesn't have any of those things, it doesn't have that Kedusha and therefore it's Mom and Bite. That's going to be the Pshat. There's no... No, that's a clown in Yiddishkeit. If you have three things, we spoke about it beforehand. If you have a chayy shayta v'katan, sorry, if you have a shayta, how do you define somebody who's a shayta? We spoke about this. A shayta, how do you define somebody who doesn't have das? Shayta, insane person. Says if he sleeps in the basic forest, a sign of shayta. If he sleeps in the basic forest, yeah, walks at night on his own, breaks kelim. Those are the three signs of a shoyter. So the question is, why is that a sign? Why would it be if you have just one of those signs? If he sleeps in the basic forest, is that a sign of a shoyter? No. Because maybe for some reason he's got a dibuk, he has to just lie the basic forest, he has to trouble. Whatever it is, he's lying the basic forest for a reason for it. If he goes out at night on his own, is that a sign of a shoyter? No, also not. It could be he suddenly needed to get some fresh air to go out in the middle of the night on his own. And if he breaks Kalim, maybe got angry, had to break Kalim. It's not a sign of a shaitan. So why is it, if he does all three, that he's a sign of a shaitan? Each one's got a very good answer. Each one of them's got a good answer. He said the basic words because he needed to do tshuva. And he had to walk out at night because he needed some fresh air. And he broke some Kalim because he was angry. Each one of them, and they saw it is, if you have one answer to answer three kashas, that's the real pshat. If you have a person that does all three and you have one answer to explain it, he's insane. Then that's the answer for all three. It's not that, oh, he had the problem sleeping and he had to go out and he was angry. No, that's not the answer. And because of that, halacha will be if a shoytz mekadesh ish is not mekadeshes. Because that is the answer. It's not like, oh, maybe. That is the answer. The answer is one answer. And that's going to be the same by everything. It's going to be exactly the same. Anytime. It's a klal which Chaim Brisk said over, but that's a klal in Kol HaTorah. Kol HaTorah is like, anytime you have one answer that answers four questions or three questions, that is the answer, and don't go anywhere else. If you start crawling around, you're not going the right way. So if I find in three or four kavanos we have it, they're all mom and bailim, mom and geboya, we need to understand why it is. And the answer is, one answer answers it. They have more kedusha than than the other. That's the reason. Now, why does they have more kedusha? You can find a reason why each one's got more kedusha. But that's the answer. The answer is, because it's got more kedusha. There's no answer, no other answer. All right, ladies, you wait to be patient with me. Yeah.
Thank you. Bechor has a chumrah in that it's kadosh mirechem.
Right.
In the previous sugya, when we brought in on the top of the page, we said matnos kahuna kamrit. We said, why are you asking me from bechor? Bechor is a matnas kahuna. Right. How come we didn't say that bechor is kadosh mirechem? And that's why you can't ask me from shlamim. And I want to suggest that the reason is because all of these chumras are not relevant to the kedusha that we're talking about. The Rashi tells us that the kedusha, the Gemara says, "Mishulchan gavoa kazachu." The only one it has nothing to do with more kadosh, more avodas by the korban, etc. The question is whether it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu.
More kadosh is more reason why it's mishulchan gavoya.
But so then why doesn't the Gemara answer before matnas kuna kamrit? Why doesn't it say a bechor kamrit shiny bechor the chi zachu it's me kedusha merechem?
Because like I just spoke out before, and that's not such a taina, because shlomim which has got more kedusha, because shlomim has Nesachim, Smicha, Chatnuvus, Chazim, Vishoik, and yet that's Momim Bailim. Certainly, Kodesh Merechem should. So, what if it's Kodesh Merechem? If this has got all these three Milas, so that's the Shlomim's more Momim, should be more Momim Gevoya, and yet you're telling me Shlomim, Momim Bailim. So,
I think I'm asking a question on the Rashash's question. It seems that the whole question, what makes something more kadosh here, is whether it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu or whether it's, as Yossi said, owned by the bialim and part of the bialim thing. Wow. So that's what
the way to define whether it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu is if it's got a higher level of kedusha, the mashal chatos, which is only eaten in Nazar, is Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach.
I don't know. Shulchan Gavoya Kazach, what we said in the previous Amud, was after Shechita. Now everyone gets it Mishulchan Gavoya, both the Baalim and the Kohanim.
At the top of this Amud, you'd give Amud Aleph, they were using that Lashon even before Shechita regarding Bechori.
Right,
this line, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach, is just to explain why it's no longer Momim Bain. It's no longer Momim Bain because it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, if you say Glili holds, Acha Shechita is no longer Momim Bain because Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach. And on Amud Aleph, Bechori, since it's Manus Kuna, is not Momim Bain because it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach. And the same would be Kochi Kochim, or not Momim Bain, even Mechaim because it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach.
Right.
Kazachu is the reason why it's not Momim Bain. But each time could be a different stage. So when the Gemara answered beforehand, Nebuchoy is Mishulchan Gavoy Kazachu, then because the Gemara was talking about the Bechoy, even for your Besaglili. Besaglili holds that Shlomim is Momim Bain. If Shlomim is Momim Bain, certainly Bechoy Kodesh Merechem, so what if it's Kodesh Merechem, but it doesn't have anything which we just spoke out, certainly should be Momim Bain as well. And therefore, we had to come onto a new soil where it should be more in Gevoya, and that's because it's Matnas Kuna. Matnas Kuna is a new soil to be Mishulchan Gevoya.
So how come we don't bring that down in this sugya at all? The fact that something is a Matnas Kuna. Meiser isn't.
Very good question. Why didn't we bring in Matnas Kuna into our sugya on Amud Aleph? And the answer is, Rashi says, because we're talking about b'choy b'zman hazeh. That also, so what are you saying, Nachama? You're asking why don't we say manas kula ka'omis, and therefore, because we're talking about b'choy b'zman hazeh. We're talking about b'choy b'zman hazeh. That's not m'shulchan gavoya kazo. Then we're talking about b'choy b'zman hazeh. So therefore, you can just do that aspect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, so that's the kasha we have. It's Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha as well. It's a kasha. Now the Gemara in Ravina, the second malach of the Gemara was making Kal Vachomer to say that if Randy Bechor is Moim Bailim, which has that tremendous thing, it's called Zverech, and certainly also Shlom Mishmi Moim Bailim, which we pointed out. Why should that be? Shlom has got more kedusha. Shlom shouldn't be. That was the kasha which Rabbeinu Peretz asks. So says the Gemara. So what does he mean then? If Avad Yosef ben Destoy was saying that Lo Yomah Ela Ben Azeh Ela BeBchoy Belvad, only BeBchoy. And he couldn't lament only B'choy, because of course Shlomim is also Mom and Bayim. So what did he mean? Amim Yechalon, not the first word, on two-thirds of the way down the page. Amim Yechalon, right. Amim Yechalon, Motei Maiseh, he's coming to exude Maiseh. Because Tanya, like it says in the Brayse, B'choy Nema, like we saw before, Lo Yisifte. And the benim katam, and therefore can be sold when it's tam chay or bal mum chay b'shochet. Bal mum can be sold with when it's alive in shechet. B'maise nema lo yigoyen. Be'ninim ke lo yichay ve'lo yishochet lo yitam ve'lo yibal mum. And therefore, that's what Abba Yosef ben Destoy meant. Abba Yosef ben Destoy meant to say that Ben Azai meant that a b'choy is momen b'alim and shlom is momen b'alim. But not Maisa Behim.
And when he said the word Bechol, he meant Shlomim as well.
Right. That's what he meant.
And Shalit, why would he always
say the Gemara, says the Gemara, Belvat Kama. Abba Yosef ben Destoy said, Loi Oma Ben Azai, Elo Bechor Levat. Belvat. He said, only Bechor. Don't tell me he means Bechor and Shlomo. Kasha. And this Mahalach of the Gemara is Shveh. This man, therefore, this man, the Mahalach of the Gemara is refuted, and Halacha Maaseh is not like the second Mahalach of Ravina, because it's refuted. It's,
why is it
it's just wrong. Can't tell me that when he says Bechor, he means Bechor and Shlomim, because it says Bechor Bilvad. Bilvad means only.
Why didn't you say, when I said Bechor, and I said that's Mom and Bailim? And that wasn't the Yichidish because that was me.
Kodesh Berechem, yeah.
Now something that I voluntarily gave to Shlomim Kodesh Berechem, I meant that when I said the word Bechor. This is being Chadish on the
table. Why say Bilvad?
What?
Why do you say Bilvad?
To tell you, Bechor, Bilvad, and not Meiser.
Don't say Bilvad.
Why is it Bilvad?
Bilvad means only.
What?
Bilvad means only, the one and only. Bilvad, that's what it means. Ein oy Bilvadoi. What does that mean? Milvado. Hey, no, it's Milvado. There's no one else besides him.
When I said Bechol, you know from a Kavachomer, definitely I'm in Shlomo.
No.
It has to be.
This is a Ryan, not that.
One second. It has to be.
No.
I say Bechol, when something is Kadosh from Yerechem, Imo.
Tzadikil, Biyosi, Takshiv. If you say Bechol Milvado, then that proves that this Kavachomer, which you just said beforehand, is not a Kavachomer. You were saying before in the Kavachoyim, the Ufra, the Kontribuyachem, he's got Mom Bailim. Certainly, something which is offered up on the Mizbeach, and all three should be Mom and Bailim. You're wrong. That Kavachoyim which you just were trying to say is incorrect. This Kavachoyim which Ravina was trying to say is incorrect. Haraya, the Ben Azai, Abi Yosef, and the Soy said, Bechoy Bilvad, only Bechoy, nothing else. So the Kavachoyim is obviously incorrect. Which is like the first Malach of the Gemara. The first Malach of the Gemara didn't order such a Kavachim. The fact that Shlomim is offered up on his Mizbeach and he's got these three things is a higher level of Kedusha than Bechor, which happens to be Kodesh Merechem. It doesn't have any of the other things. We're probably talking about Bechor Bizman Hazeh. It doesn't have any of the other things. And therefore, this word, Bilvad, proves that this Kavachim, we were trying to say, Ravina was trying to say, is incorrect. Because of that, he's Nista. Halacha Lamaisa is not like him. Yeah?
He said B'chol B'Ibad. Where were we talking about? What context?
Explaining a base. Basically.
Are we talking about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash?
No.
We're not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about some size?
Well, we're talking about Bizman Hazeh.
Bizman Hazeh?
Bizman Hazeh.
There's a son.
Could, even in Eretz Yisrael.
Huh?
Yeah. Or in Chutz La'aretz, they're both the same things. Yeah. Mechayda is not opened up in the Mizbeach.
Is there a Shlomim during Bizman Hazeh? Echol lies in nowadays. Shlomim is nowadays.
So when I basically said, first of all, there could be Shlomim if you're Magdish.
Huh? But that's not the law. People don't do that now because of Mizbeach.
Huh? The
Chol is about
nowadays.
The Chol applies even
nowadays,
right?
Wait, the Chol applies nowadays. The Chol applies
nowadays. The Kedusha applies nowadays.
Yeah, okay.
So these two apply nowadays. Why don't I have Shlomim? Because if it's nowadays, Shlomim doesn't apply nowadays. I don't have to mention Shlomim. I don't have to mention Shlomim at all.
He did. Ben Azi said Shlomim.
But he meant the Chol.
No, he didn't. No.
We said, when he said Shlomim, he meant the Chol.
No. Ben Azai said Shlomim, and to which Abi Yisrael the story said that Ben Azai didn't say Shlomim. He said only Bechor.
He was saying he meant Bechor.
I told you he didn't say that. That's what you were saying. He didn't say that. If you mean something, say it. Don't say Shlomim. Don't say Shlomim if you mean Bechor. It's two different halachas. Two different kabbalas. Right.
Does.
Abi Yisrael said, "Omer loy Omer ben Azay Elam et Rebevad." Ben Azay said it only by Bechor. That's what he said. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Okay, that's the end of this Gemara explaining Pshat in Nechosim Sheim
b'Meilev. So this
Kasha.
What does that mean now?
So I saw the Rishayim say, therefore the Halacha is not like this second Lashon, rather like the first Lashon. Let's just speak out. What's the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon and the Halacha? We had two Lashonis. We had one Lashon in the Gemara that said that was going on the Reisha, that Ben Azai said, Le'abis is a Shlomim. And we said on that, that he means to say, not only Shlomim, he means to say also Bechori, as opposed to Maisa Sheini. We had the second Lashon, that Abi Yosef and the story said, that you only earn by Bechoy, to which the second Lashon was saying he didn't mean just Bechoy, Mem Bechoy, and Shlomim, but not Maisa Behema. So, what's enough to mean a Maisa between the two Mahalchim?
That's a good question.
Yeah, what's just to speak out the Sugya, what's enough to mean between them? Because the two Mahalchim seem to come in the same Maskana. One's holding the Mutu Maisa Sheni, the other one's saying the Mutu Maisa Sheni. So, what? So what's nafkumina between them? So in Cheshvan there's nafkumina, and that will come out in the nafkumina. What's more Kaddish? Is Maisa Shein is more Kaddish, everyone's masking to that. But is a Shlomi more Kaddish than Bechoy? Or is a Bechoy more Kaddish than Shlomi? Nafkumina is how you read the Brisa. What was the Machlokes? We start off, Ben Azai said Shlomi. Ben Azai said Shlomim. According to the first Malach of the Gemara, Shlomim is more Kaddish than Bechoy. So when he said Shlomim is Momim Bailim, what would he hold by Bechoy? Certainly. And what would Abi Yosef ben the story say? Only Bechoy is Momim Bailim, and the Shlomim would be Momim Gevoya. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, Abi Yosef ben the story would hold the Shlomim is Momim Gevoya. Okay, Ben Azai holds Shlomim and Bechoy Momim Bailim. And Abi Yosef in the story says, no. Shlomim is Momim Gevoy. And if we go with this first Lashon, so we have here Machlekes. What's the din of Shlomim? Bidash basically. In the opinion of basically, is Shlomim Momim Gevoy or not? According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, that's the Machlekes. Abi Yosef in the story says, it's not Momim Gevoy. And according to the simple reading Ben Azai at the beginning, Ben Azai was saying it is Momin. Sorry, Abi Yosef in the story saying Shlomo Shom is Momin Gevoya, and simple reading Ben Azai, it does not have the din of Momin Gevoya.
We supposed to
know
what's Momin
Bible.
That's really what
we're looking for. Can you be
Mekadosh and Isha
with it?
No. Which of these things is Momin Bible?
Shlomim. That's the discussion. Is Shlomim Momin Bible or Momin Gevoya? Can he be Mekadosh an Isha with the Shlomim? Kunta ben Azza, yes. According to Abi Yosef and the story, no. The only thing you can Mekadosh an Isha with is a Bechor.
The first lashon of the Gemara,
which one of them is more Kodesh? Shlomim is more Kodesh than Bechori, and therefore, if we find that Ben Azai said Shlomim has a din of Momim Bailim, the Vadai Bechori has a din of Momim Bailim. And Abba Yosef in the story said that only Bechoy is Momim Bailim, but not Shlomim. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara.
I don't see why you're adding the words that Yosef in the story holds that there's a brisa that
they had Ben Azai and then you had Abba Yosef ben Destoy. Ben Azai said Shlomim, which according to first Lashon means Shlomim and Bechor, is Momim Bailim. And Abba Yosef ben Destoy says only Bechor. What do you mean by only Bechor? Only Bechor and not Shlomim. Because Shlomim is more Kaddish than Bechor.
Didn't the Bryce then explain to us that he said only Bechor, he meant Bechor and Shlomim?
No, the Bryce doesn't say that. You can look at the Bryce, it's two lines. Top of the Amma.
No, the Gemara itself.
That's the second Lashon.
We're going
in the first Lashon. I'm explaining to you the first Lashon of the Gemara. We're going over it. We're saying it's two Lashonis in the Gemara. I'm now explaining the first Lashon, so don't bring in the second Lashon because I'm explaining the first Lashon. If you're going to put the second Lashon, you'll never know what the first Lashon said. So what did the first Lashon say? Which one's more Kaddish? Shlomim's got more Kedusha than Bechor. So if Ben Azai said Shlomim has got a din of Momim Bailim, what's the din of Bechor? Momim Bailim. Now see, you're putting in your second Lashon. You can't focus on the first Lashon. Which one's more Kaddish, Shlomim or Bechor? Shlomim. That's first Lashon, Shlomim or Kaddish. If Shlomim is Momim Bailim, what would be the din of Bechor? Kosher. And Abba Yosef and the service coming to argue on that. So what was he saying? Only Bechor, not Shlomim. Right? Bechor is Momim Bailim, Shlomim is not. So that's what we're going to come out. According to first Lashon, there's a machlokes, what's the din by Shlomim? Is it Momim Bailim or Momim Gevoya? According to Ben Azai, yes, Momim Bailim. According to Ben Abba Yosef and the story, it's Momim Gevoya. That's the first option. Second option of the Gemara, Shlomim was less Kodesh than Bechor. So now read that into Ben Azai. Ben Azai said Shlomim has a din of Momim Bailim. What would he say regarding Bechor? Then Momim Gevoya, because Shlomim is less Kaddish. Right? So Shlomim is only Momim Bailim. And not Momim Gevoya. But not Bechor. And then what's Ben Azai, Yosef and the story coming to say? That's the kasha. But what was, according to the second Lashon, what was Abba Yosef and the story coming to say? That Bechor and Shlomim, he's coming to widen it. Bechor and Shlomim is Momim Bailim. The Ben Azai was saying Shlomim, to which he said, no, not just Shlomim, but Bechor and Shlomim, because Bechor is more Kaddish. So Bechor and Shlomim is Momim Bailim. So going to the second Lashon of the Gemara, there's a machlokes regarding.
Where is the second?
Going to the second Lashon of the Gemara, Shlomim is. is less Kaddish than Bechor. And Ben Azai said, Shlomim is Momoin. Don't be scared. Momoin Bailim. And not, he's saying Shlomim, not Bechor, because Bechor is a higher level. Bechor is not Momoin Bailim.
So he said what he
meant. But Yosef is now not limiting what Ben Azai said, widening it. Saying not only is Shlomim Momim Bailim, but also Bechor is Momim Bailim. So they're arguing on Bechor. Right? They're arguing on Bechor. Ben Azai and Abba Yosef ben Destoy. There's a brayso that brought Ben Azai, and then along came
Avi. The brayso in the story is saying what Ben Azai said. No. He's not arguing with him. No. He's saying he didn't have the right terminology.
Avi Yosef in the story, Oime. He's coming to argue.
He's saying what Ben Azai said.
Right.
So he's not arguing
with him. There's a conflict, it's what Ben Azai said.
The Tanakhama brought Ben Azai saying this.
And Abba Yosef and say, Omer, not Omer, but Abba Yosef and say, Omer, he didn't say this, he said this. It's a machlek, is what Ben Azai said. Right? So Ben Azai said, Shlomim. Now Shlomim is less Kodesh than Bechoy. We're going to the second option. Shlomim is less Kodesh than Bechoy. So he meant Shlomim and not Bechoy. Bechoy is Momoin. Good boy, huh? And long came Abba Yosef and said, Ma Pitom, Bechoy is also included in the din of Momoin Bailim. Now, not only Bechoy, in Nine Ishlam, even Bechoy is mom and bayim, and not Maisabeim. It comes out the Machlekes in the second option is regarding Bechoy. Everyone holds Ishlamim is mom and bayim. Ishail is what the din of mom of Bechoy. Is Bechoy mom and bayim or mom and gevoya? Abba Yosef and the Soys, it's even mom and bayim. And Ben Azai, the price of bought Ben Azai, held no, only Shlomim is mom and bayim, not Bechoy.
Okay. Now the fact that when Gemara said that Ravina pegged himself, Ravina was looking at the second version.
Right.
Does not indicate that that's the more correct one?
No.
No.
It can't be because Ravina leaves off as a character.
I don't know. Explain to me, please. Why is that not relevant? Says Ravina must be la asefa.
Yeah, Ravina was chodik on the first one.
He's agreeing with the second version.
Yeah, sure.
That's not sufficient proof for us that it's correct.
Well, there was Amirami said the first now.
What?
There were Amirami who weren't in the first matter. You're quite right that generally, if you have two Malachim in the Gemara, generally you could go with the second Malach, but not when we're left off with a Kasha. And this Kasha is not just a Kasha. This Kasha is not just a Kasha. If you think of the Shakatari just spoke out, it doesn't even make sense. Because Ben Azai, the Brayso which we had Ben Azai, was saying only Shlomim. We're going in the second option that Bechor is more Kaddish. Only Shlomim. That's what Ben Azai was saying.
Second Lashon.
Ben Azai, from the second Lashon, Bechor is more Kaddish than Shlomim. And the second Lashon was saying that Ben Azai said, Shlomim is Lomim Bailim. Meaning, not Bechor. Along comes Abba Yosef and decided to say, you should know, Ben Azai only said it by Bechor. Which you're meant to know means that not only Shlomim, but also Bechor. You would not use those words like Omar Ben Azai, Ela Bechor Belvad, when you want to be mouthy from what the first one said. First one said only Shlomim, you're saying not only Shlomim, but also Bechor. And how are you going to verbalize it? How are you going to express that? He only said it by Bechor. Only said it by Bechor. He said it even by Bechor. Not only by Bechor, even.
Just
say it. Right, a feel of Bechor. What's only by Bechor? It's clearly not like we're like this. It's a big kasha. Let's kasha. It's not for this ma'alech. This ma'alech was saying that Bechor is more Kaddish than Shlomim. And yet, Ben Azai was coming, Abba Yosef and is coming to be Malchim, coming to add to what Ben Azai said and say, well, it means also more. He's going to express it by only. That doesn't read. That's why much better to say the first one. First Malach, I just want to speak out because first Malach of the Gemara was, and this is my son, we have to remember it. First Malach, what's more Kaddish? Shlomim or Bechor? Shlom is more Kaddish. And if Ben Azai says Shlomim is Mamon Bailim, then what would he say by Bechor?
Certainly
Mamon Bailim. And Abba Yosef and the Sohis come to argue on that. No. Only by Bechor, the thing is got less to do, so that's where it's got in a moment by him, and not by Shlomim. That's enough commitment between the Tzumachim and the Sugya. What's the Machlikis? Is the Machlikis by Bechor, or is the Machlikis by Shlomim? According to the first Malach of the Sugya, Machlikis is by Shlomim. That's the Machlikis. Abba Yosef and the Sohis holds that Shlomim is not Mamim by him. From the second Malach of the Sugya, they're arguing about Bechor.
Are there question or any opinions that reconcile that will answer that kasha then?
Is there an answer to the kasha?
Yeah.
You won't find it in the Rishonim. Yeah. Every time it says the word kasha in the Gemara, there is some type of answer somewhere, but the Maisa Halacha, we take it like the first tzad because of this kasha.
The first tzad again is that it's only Shlomim?
The first tzad is that Shlomim is all
Kodesh.
When you go through it, work it like this. First tzad holds one is which one's more Kodesh, and then after that everything fits in.
It's just a matter of which one is more Biden.
No, don't. You're getting the wrong. There's a side of a machlokes. Machlokes is which one's more kodesh. Once you know which one's more kodesh, everything else plays along with it. The first halach learns, they learn shlomim is more kodesh than bechorim. Because gachzei v'shoyk, all those leaving, shlomim is more kodesh than bechorim. And now the rest of the price reads. Shlomim is more kodesh than bechorim. So the first, so Ben Azim is saying shlomim. And what would you say by bechorim? Shlomim is more my body, he says. Kol shekein, very good. Now you know it. And the Abba Yosef and the Soy were saying only Bechori, because Bechori is less Kedusha, less Mom and Bailim. Shlomo's got more Kedusha, not. And once you know what the Nekudas Machlokes is, then everything reads much easier. The Nekudas Machlokes between them is which one is more Kodesh? Is Shlomo more Kodesh or Bechori more Kodesh? One says Shlomo is more Kodesh because it's got these dinim. The other one says Bechori is more Kodesh because it's Kodesh Miriachim. And how you read the Braisa continues on based on that. Okay, that's why it's easier always to be magda things. Right. Tom, that's where we're holding. Right up to now, Rav Alma. I guess we're gonna have to do that on Thursday.
We should spend time on the Gemara Nun Hei to understand it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it Nun Gimel, yeah?
Nun Gimel. Before yeah, but we
You haven't learned Nun Gimel, so you definitely have to spend more time on that. But the rest of the Tzibur learned Nun Gimel already. And Miyachim on Thursday, although I'm giving you time to prepare for Nun Gimel, but Miyachim on Thursday, I hope to read through the whole Gemara from the beginning of the two dots until we go up to just posture to be second, that we should know come out of the sugya knowing what was the shakla retired the Gemara. So Miyachim Thursday, that's what I plan to do. From the Chosin
until Yud Beis.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the Chosin there until here, read it through how we came out, the Maskonis, maybe point out the questions we had as we went along, but then should wrap up the sugya that way. And then Miyachim Hashem, as we move on to Nun Gimel, Yeah. If anyone wants to spend more time with Chazor, I can do that as well. All good for me.